Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Did you want me to go?
No, we're having fun.
No, I'll go. Did you want me to go?
You
want to
leave?
Yeah, I'll go.
Why do you want to go?
If you're going to fuck with me, I can just leave.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, well, I can... Did you want me to go?
No, I'm having fun. You're not having fun?
No, not really.
Napier's not having fun.
Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. Joined with me, as always, Paul Napier, and special guest star, Drunkard STL, on the Twitters. Drunk, would you like to tell everyone how they can get a hold of the show?
309-740-1430, or you can contact us on the Skypes. At WFO Dix.
So, Napier's on a diet. I don't know if you guys know that.
I heard this.
Napier brought over, 8 pounds of hamburger and...
A pound of hamburger.
And cheese and all kinds of stuff. And I went and got out a couple of tortilla shells. I was like, hey, man, I bought one of those as-seen-on-TV things. I can make little tortilla bowls. For the tacos, you know, if you're making taco salad, I'll make little tortilla bowls. We'll get really gay with this. He goes, no, I can't eat that. I'm on a diet.
How is delicious food gay?
You make the little tortilla bowls.
That
two grown
awesome.
Men making tortilla bowls. That doesn't
that
count.
Sounds good.
I mean, it does sound good, but doesn't it just seem a little, you know? But yeah, Napier can't eat it because he's on a diet.
I just can't eat the bowl.
He just ate the 5 pounds of hamburger meat and cheese.
Is it deep fried?
No.
No, I baked it.
So, why can't you eat a baked tortilla?
No carbs.
Explain carbs to me.
Carbs, like anything from grains, wheat, shit like that, none of that. And no excessive amounts of sugars, like... I can eat veggies and fruits, but no high fructose corn syrup or just straight sugar out of a bowl. None of that.
Weak.
And it sounds like it's going to make your heart explode.
No, I've lost 10 pounds already. I've cut out soda. I've cut out a bunch of shit.
You've cut out soda.
Yes.
We've been through this before. You didn't really cut out soda.
I've cut out the vast majority of soda.
So you switched to cans again?
No. I have a 12 ounce can a day of soda.
Yeah,
that's it.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The rest of it's tea or water.
See, I switched pretty much to tea a while back. I don't really drink that much soda. I probably have 2 sodas a week.
Before I did this, I was up to 4 to 5 liters of soda a day.
Jesus.
That's a lot of soda.
Yeah.
But it's diet, so it's okay, right?
Apparently, no. It has caused this that you see in front of you.
So, just to get right into the bits, you know, the bits that really work, your 42 ended up with a 62% on the Metacritic, made $54 million. So it gave you 33 points.
Awesome.
To go with Evil Dead, which also had 24 points. So, I mean, you're doing all right. 57 points with 2 movies, and neither of those were even your first-round pick.
Exactly.
So you're looking all right. And Paul's Dark Horse in the other contest, Scary Movie 5, made $23 million. 11% Metacritic score.
11%. What, you know, people, the critics didn't love Scary Movie 5?
11% of them loved it. so it got
2 points.
I'm pretty sure that 11% was all Wayans family members.
The Wayans brothers aren't in those.
No, the Wayans brothers are not in that.
Yeah,
no.
They're not involved.
That's why it's shit.
They're no longer involved?
Nope. They made their own.
So as far as the flop bet, which ended up being a 10% increase, you're looking all right. Two points is going to be tough to beat.
Who did I pick for my dark horse?
I don't fucking remember.
I bet it's going to. I bet it'll beat Scary Movie.
Has either
five.
Of our movies started
no,
yet?
No. The only movie. No. No. As they come out, I will let you know. I think Pain and Gain comes out this week, I think.
That looks god awful.
I thought it looked kind of fun. I mean, it looks stupid, but it looks like fun, stupid. Right?
Fun stupid just means high box office, low critic score.
Yeah, probably. That, and I think that that's a true story. I think that the people that it's actually about are kind of pissed off about it.
Really?
It's making light of what happened to them.
What happened to them?
I don't fucking know.
I bet it's stupid, whatever happened to them.
It seems like it's kind of silly. Kind of silly. And I guess they murdered somebody. I guess you can't really make a true life murder story funny.
No. Guess not.
You wanted to talk about something?
Yeah, Amazon apparently cut out all of their pornography.
Wow.
Like all their erotic literature and adult literature and all that other kind of stuff. They just killed it.
Erotic literature, isn't that basically like romance novels and stuff? Some of those romance novels are fucking filthy.
Some of them, yeah. Anything that would be too erotic, I guess, they would get it out.
So like, the 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, yeah, probably that. That's nothing but, like, old broads getting raped, isn't it?
My girlfriend's mom reads all those romance novels, and she has them in the shitter, and so I flip through them when I'm in there taking a dump and find the fuck scenes.
Are they filthy?
They are. They're pretty fucking filthy.
If they're in the pooper, is she, like, poop diddling?
I don't know what she does. I'm just
did
telling
you. Did you get a boner?
And
while reading the fuck stories?
Yeah.
No. See, now, back in the day, I used to be able to read like a sexy story and use that. But, like, I'm so desensitized to anything but, like, you know.
Japanese fart porn?
Yeah, DP anal shit. I mean, like, back in the day, you used to just be able to watch you some Skinamax and just watch two people dry hump on each other. But I can't do it anymore. I mean, I've tried. I mean, I used to jack off to Mariah Carey videos. You just can't do it anymore. It's sad.
Well, she's old now. I mean, she's not that sexy.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that we are what's wrong with America?
Probably.
Like the wheelbarrow full of dicks?
Yeah, like a bunch of guys sitting around going, "That's fucking stupid." Fucking. Let's talk about some movies. Hey, we should make a podcast.
We should start a podcast
so people can listen to us.
We got shit to
say. Yeah, we got important shit.
No, we're absolutely what's right. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Because that's like twice within the first, 5 minutes of the show. Like when Napier was talking, I was like, man, I think we are what's wrong with the world. And then again,
but I think it's okay because we're aware of it.
Right, so it's tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, like when you listen to some of these people, they take this shit really fucking seriously. Like, really seriously. I don't think we really do.
Well, we're not getting paid. It's not. This isn't our job.
We never discussed the 3 t-shirts that were sold.
Oh, I got one.
I got one, too.
Yeah,
I gave them both t-shirts.
No, I'm not talking about the t-shirts we're getting. I'm talking about the profits from the t-shirt that was sold.
I'm pretty sure you didn't make profits.
I made, like, $2 on the shirt.
So that's what
I've been paying
for.
So I've been
like
paying $5 a month for 3 years to host this podcast. I think you can give me the $2. You come in here every week and you drink my soda and shit. I pay $5 a month for the hosting. You can suck my dick on the t-shirt sale, okay?
See, this sets a bad precedent. Like, what happens?
Mike, what happens if Paul strikes?
What happens when you have like 2,000 t-shirts sold? You know?
Paul, the day I sell 2,000 Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks t-shirts, you will absolutely be cut in. If we get sponsorship, no questions asked. I will cut you in on any profits made
I think
on
we need
our
to,
sponsorship.
I think this needs to be in writing.
No, it's recorded right now. We have 8 witnesses right now.
I'm going to have to check and make sure this isn't edited out.
The day I start making money on this show, you will also start making
what
money.
What is
on
this, episode 89?
I guarantee.
No, we're 92, right? 91.
So do we have a big plan for 100% or the 100 episode?
We're getting pretty close. Yeah, I guess we should start. Are we going to do a thing?
Yeah, we should have a chick fuck a donkey.
Oh, a Mexican show?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you got some room right there. We'll throw it on a tarp.
What? Kiki Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
Is this like a thing? Like, could we just, you know, pretend like it's theater of the mind? Or?
No, we'll live cast it.
Because I don't think that's really going to be a thing. I don't think we're going to.
Look, pay-per-view. Bam. 1 viewer already. Done.
So no donkey show?
Don't you think we need to do something terrible to drunk? I mean, that's our thing, right? We do terrible things to drunk.
I think making him watch a donkey show would suffice.
Let's all pool like $150. We all get $150.
Who
we put in a pool.
$150?
We'll find a way.
All these goddamn t-shirt sales.
Yeah. All these t-shirt sales. We'll all pull some money. We'll get a hot hooker, and we'll pay the hooker to sit around naked on your couch and eat a mess of beans.
I don't
and
think that's
just have her fart the entire
$150.
Time. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, so if a blowjob's 20, I think eating
some beans
would be like $1.
Yeah.
I don't think you could even get her in the house for that. She'd be like, fuck that.
I bet you can get that done for $7.
You know, Napier brought up a topic, and we just kind of glossed over it. He's like, oh yeah, Amazon and porn, and then like, you guys started talking about something else, and Paul wants to make money. And
I mean, that's kind of what we
do. That's the show.
What's wrong with the
Napier
show?
That is the show.
What's this story? Tell me about the story.
Amazon cut their erotic areas out of their store.
We already went over
so that. And Mike, now you can't beat off
for
to,
it, right?
To words.
Can't search for it.
But it's still there.
I think it's still there. You just can't find it very easily.
Have you ever tried to look up porn or like sex toys on eBay?
No.
They had a special section that you have to log in and prove you're 18, and then it's just crazy.
Well, I mean, look at Apple. Apple doesn't even give you
that
option.
Too.
Well, used dildos probably are pretty cheap. I mean,
they're not used. They're in plastic.
Oh.
So that, are you saying that there can't be a used dildo in plastic?
Well, it just seems like a lot of trouble to go through. I
mean, and what if you want to get rid of your dildos?
If you're selling used dildos at full price, I mean, it seems like a good racket to be in.
Was that all there was to that?
It
served its purpose. He said something. We riffed on it. What are your standards, Mike? what is the deal here?
I don't know. I feel like that should have been more
been
than
like
it
a
was.
Half hour segment taking us all the way to break.
I don't know. Napier,
I mean,
was
who
like,
bought their porn?
Well, you don't like taking
Napier.
You don't
came
like
in,
taking up topics.
Napier came in and he's like, I got something, and then it was like one sentence, and then
how is this news? who bought their porn from Amazon?
Not only that, how is this
who buys
from
their
usual?
Porn?
Napier has the topic. It lasts 2 minutes,
and I know I've said it before, but somebody needs to tell me what the special item is you get from Adam and Eve. Because they always say it's too sensual and they can't mention it on the air what it is.
It's probably a dildo.
No, because they mention
it's butt
dildos.
Plugs.
They mention all kinds of things that you can buy, but then they say, and a gift so sensual, but then they don't say what it is. I mean, like, they've already talked about porn, they've already talked about butt plugs, they've already talked about dildos. What's the goddamn special gift?
Maybe it's a Chinese high school lady.
Ooh. Unlikely.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
So I got a cat.
Yeah, I've noticed. It's a...
So, Mike, what's your cat's name?
Where's it at? The cat doesn't have a name.
The cat has no name.
I don't know. Like, we've been throwing some names around.
How about Ass Hands?
I don't know. Laura suggested we just name the cat Cat.
Is it a male cat or a female cat?
But I don't think you can just name a cat Cat. That seems like a dick move.
You can name your cat whatever you want.
The name I wanted and the name that I tried to really push, and I just started calling the cat that, and then she vetoed it, Darcy Walkalock.
So it's a male cat or a female
cat? It is a male cat. It's a male cat, I think. I mean, I haven't really checked, but we were told it's a male cat.
Yeah.
And I really wanted the cat's name to be Darcy Walkalock. She said, you know, it's my cat, and I don't want his name to be Darcy Walkalock. So my new plan is to put it out there to our listeners, name my cat.
I vote ass hands because when it poops, it has to clean up its poop with its hands.
This is the contest, right?
Yeah.
So what are the details? Like, I think, are we saying, like, just submit names and the contest is if it's the best name?
The best name is the name that I will really fight for.
I think that takes...
I'll probably get vetoed. However, you will be awarded as Mike's favorite namer of my cat.
Will you give him a free t-shirt?
Yeah, free t-shirt. There you go. That's
this guy
that's
loves giving away the fucking t-shirts, all right?
Will you put a little, like, outline of a cat on it so they know it's
now,
for the cat?
Now, out of spite, I really want to spend more money and not make money just so that Paul gets nothing. name my cat. I Kitty McPiddle. That seems like a girl's name.
I think
name,
this takes all the balls out of the contest. What I think you should do is you should have a contest, and then the winner of the contest just point blank gets to name the cat whatever they want.
Well, yeah, in an ideal world that would be the case, but let's face it, she's not going to let me name the cat.
Well, look, she's one person. There's four of us here now.
How about Commander Swiggins?
So you guys get a say in naming my cat?
I'll just whatever the winner of the contest chooses, I'll call him Faggot Face if that's what, you know, we got to call him.
So we'll on Mondays, okay,
well,
here we go.
Once
on
a week.
Mondays, this will be the cat's name. Yeah, there you go. Name my cat. I guess I'll post a picture of my cat later.
He's gray with white on his
so that,
belly.
I mean, like, you can really
socks.
Look at him and say, oh, he
He's
looks
a
like
a super cute kitty.
He looks like he looks like a Jerry.
My grandmother had a little kitty.
Yeah.
And he was named Jerry.
And he looked
just like this kitty.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
That was your grandma's cat?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Jerry's still around.
Yeah?
Maggie and Jerry. Yeah, both of them. They're doing well.
Maggie. So she
had
named...
a companion cat.
See, I feel like a cat should have a person name.
You should name him Ted.
I don't like naming animals like Puddles or...
You should give him...
How about Tonka name? Truck?
Or something like that. People names.
Harold.
Yeah, like Harold. Harold's a good name.
Theodore.
How about Little Hitler because he's got a little Hitler stash?
Does he have a stash?
Harvey.
He's got a little Hitler stash going on.
Catman Paul, my favorite character yet. Can we bring back Catman Paul?
I have a cute little kitty. His name's Dexter. He's adorable. Sometimes I'll just stand outside my room and meow and meow and meow until I wake up.
You're like, silly goose.
You're so funny.
What are you doing? Scratching on the door. Do you need me to feed you? So, what else is going on, guy? We do have a major shakeup in
Do we have a winner? Have we chosen the cat's name?
No, I think this will go till next week.
Okay,
we'll probably get stuff on this.
This will be a Twitter.
Yeah, okay, submit your votes on Twitter.
Just call your cat Eric.
Eric?
Eric.
Or Kyle.
How about Mike Jr.?
Yeah, you like you. Call him Mike Jr.
We do have a major development in the Drunks Podcast Cage Max Smackdown Challenge.
It seems to be so.
I did talk to Drunk. Do you want to just do it now, or do you want to tease it for after the
break?
No,
that's all right. So,
oh, you took notes again.
No, this
oh,
is,
no, you didn't?
This is yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this week's matchup was Unkempt versus, what was it, the other one?
From Out of Nowhere.
From Out of Nowhere.
You should know who you listen to.
And Unkempt's last podcast was a month ago, and it was 3 minutes. and from out of nowhere was 2 months ago, and is talking to this guy about his band.
So you did listen to them, or did you not listen to them?
Yeah.
Did you want to strike both out for not competing?
However, Drunk texted me and said, I don't feel as though either of these podcasts deserve to move on, seeing as they have not done a show in over a month. And so what I suggested to Drunk was, well, I mean, I guess if you don't want to vote for either, what we could do is have a wild card.
Oh.
Where one show will be brought back from the brink of death.
Even though they were eliminated, that's already been taken out.
And allowed to live again once the first round is over.
Ooh.
So one of the shows that Drunk has
eliminated
will return in that spot because he doesn't want either of these shows to move on. He's not going to reward them for inconsistency.
Yes, sir.
I will say that both of these shows, when they do shows, are pretty good. However, Drunk has spoken.
Drunk has spoken.
Fear Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
So you want to give me a new random matchup for this week?
So Napier will now select Drunk's next round matchup.
Sweet F Jesus.
The Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast.
And Drunkard's Call.
Versus Drunkard's Call. Okay.
These are two podcasts you listen to often?
Sweet Feathery Jesus is probably... Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Should I not tell him?
I just asked
him. No, he gets a preview. Him? He can't
Sweet
be
Feathery
swayed.
Jesus is probably in my top four favorite shows. Yeah, I really like that show.
And Drunkard's Call, really you listen to somewhat?
Drunkard's Call, I do listen to.
So you both listen to them both often?
Yes.
Okay. You have fun over there, Catman?
Paul has just completely abandoned the show and is just playing with my cat.
The cat is actually having a blast.
Catman Paul.
The cat is spread eagle on the couch.
Just let his balls hang free.
Paul just shows up, talks for a couple minutes, and then just cuddles up with my cat on the couch.
It's good times.
Inconsistencies were bound. Don't... You might be fine on Fit for FM.
I'll tell you what. I've spoken with Unfit for FM on Twitter for like the better part of at least a year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's never once made any effort to listen to our show. And now we're doing this bullshit, and all of a sudden he's interested. So my plan is working.
That's good.
My plan is working perfectly. People are paying attention. People are tweeting about it. People are talking about it. The Drunk Podcast SmackDown Challenge is doing exactly what I wanted to do.
The cage match, if you will?
Yes. Yes. Dance, puppets. Dance.
That's all right, Unfit. We don't listen to our show either. It's okay.
We will. Do you want to give them some kind of teaser about what's coming up after the break?
We can talk about how I went back on the Mr. Producer show and failed through that thing like a goddamn forest fire.
And we'll have the first episode of our new bit, What's in Drunk's Ass.
Oh, we're not playing that one.
After the break, see you in...
We're not playing it because it's not a game.
51 seconds.
It's real life.
Bye.
Man. Should I give my best Napier voice for the male lyrics?
You just do your singing voice.
love. It loves the radical. And the heart is so hollow. Shatter with words. Impossible to follow. Yes, I am fragile.
You were right this time.
Is love so fragile and the heart so hollow? Shatter with words, impossible to follow. You're saying I'm fragile. I try not to be. I search only for something I can't see. I have known that I am stronger. And you know, but I carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door. So I carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door. Lovers forever, face to face, my city or mountains, stay with me. I need you to love me, I need you today, to give me your leather, take from me my lace.
Meh. Midnight moonlight with your sleepy eyes. Could you ever love a man like me? And you were right when I walked into your house. I knew I'd never want to leave. Sometimes I'm a strong man, sometimes cold and scared. Sometimes I cry. But that time I saw you, I knew with you the light in my nights. Somehow I'd get by. Lovers forever, face to face. My city or mountains, stay with me. Day. I need you to love me.
I need you today.
Give to me your leather.
Take from me my lace.
Lovers forever. Face to face.
My city or mountains. Stay with me. Stay. I need you to love me. I need you today.
I need to be your leather.
Take from me my lace.
Stevie Nicks doesn't sound like a goat.
She sounds like a fucking goat.
No, she doesn't.
Goat-ish. I listened to 10 seconds of that song. It sounded like two goats fucking. You're shitting me that that woman doesn't sound like a goddamn goat.
You're wrong. She's an American treasure.
She is a goat.
You can go fuck yourself.
She sounds like a barnyard whore. God damn it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
She should be ashamed for singing goat songs.
Did you have your microphone off that whole time?
No, I didn't. It was on.
Did you?
No, it was on. It was on. Fucker.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Speaking of cricket.
Yes.
Do you know the rules?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFODix. And I must say, that is one of my most favoriteest Napier Okies of all time. Well, maybe. But just the intro was funny when he started barring like a goat.
So, I know Napier's whole thing is...
Your mic's off.
Yep.
Well, that makes it very difficult for people to hear me.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, there you go. I know Napier's big thing is gun talk. I trolled him on Facebook this week.
Oh, boy, and just here got him, we go.
I got him fucking going, man. And then some other guy came in and...
You apologized to me. Don't give me that
shit. It turned into a whole thing about how Obama's just like Hitler, and it got intense, man.
I never said anything about Obama. Really, that was your friend that said that.
Really intense.
No, your friend said all that shit. I didn't say a word about that. That was your friend.
I thought in any second Napier was just going to, like, knock on my door. He was getting mad.
Oh, bullshit.
And I called him and I said, Napier... You know that I'm fucking with you.
And I said, you know that I'm fucking with you.
At this point, you have to know that this whole thing is me fucking with you. What was the thing even about?
Oh, I was laughing.
I believed what I said. It wasn't like I was lying. I don't think me and you have similar views on things.
Probably, just not guns.
I don't know. Yeah, but...
You don't like guns?
I don't care about guns.
No, you wouldn't. You would adamantly just screamed and yelled every time I invited you to go to the range.
No,
you've lost your tits.
Guns are fine.
Broke your thumb that one time.
I even feel like, you know, it might not be a bad idea to have a gun, but I don't understand why that was bad. It was like they want you to fill out a piece of paper that says, hey, I'm not a crazy person, you can go ahead and check, and then you get a gun. So what's the problem?
Don't they already do that?
Yeah, they already do that.
So there you go.
The point was they... Part of the bill, which kind of, sort of, wasn't really a universal background check bill, it was if you bought a gun from a stranger... You would have to go and take that gun to a federal firearms dealer, and then they would have to run a background check on the buyer.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
But you were into a whole thing about how...
No, I was happy about it.
You were into a whole thing about how if you're going to give that up, then... They better give you silencers or something. And
yeah.
Why would that be a good idea?
Why is it a good idea?
Why do they have to give you stuff?
Why
can't they just do something in, like, you know...
Why
like,
should one group...
What is the government for other than to serve the people?
Yeah, but they are serving the people by doing something that they feel is in their best interest. Like a,
what if the people don't feel that's in their best interest? What if I want to have a gun? What if I want to have a murder weapon on the side of all my regular registered weapons so that if something
don't have registered
you
weapons.
You just kind of prove that you're not a crazy person and then like you get one, right?
Well, no, your background check doesn't prove that you're not a crazy person.
Isn't the point? Isn't the point to prove you're not a crazy person?
No.
What's the point?
To prove you're not a criminal.
It's to prove that you don't have prior records.
Which is good.
Yeah, which is good.
Well, you're going to get a gun anyway.
So you just shouldn't have laws then because criminals will break them?
Oh, no, you should have
you
them.
You say, oh, okay. Well, if criminals are going to get them anyway, then fuck it. Let's just not try to do anything.
No.
Now we're talking.
The point is, one side of this argument is always the part that gives something up. Why?
But you're not giving anything up.
You are giving
you're
up.
You're being mildly inconvenienced.
You're giving up the ability to do private sales.
But that's for the greater good, though, isn't it?
What if I want to sell you a gun? Why is that illegal?
No, according to the bill, you could actually sell Mike a gun without a background check. because you know Mikey is your friend. You could
you
just...
You can vouch for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds legit.
Cool.
Yeah.
What if you know that Mike is a felon?
No, that would be illegal. That's illegal right now.
What if I just pretend I don't know he's a felon?
Like,
what if he didn't have to go door to door to all of his neighbors when he moved in the neighborhood?
Possibly. But, yeah, you'd probably still be questioned by the police, and inviting the man in your life is nothing...
But
nothing good.
The thing that bothers me, and I don't know what the timing was on this particular thing, is it just seems like when something like this Boston bombing thing happens, it's like free range for the government to try to do all kinds of sneaky shit when nobody's looking.
That's why they did it.
I mean, like, you know... Is that your Alex Jones thing?
That's why the government did 9/11. That's why they did this. It's all to
I mean,
take
like
away
the CISPA
rights.
Thing and like the tax on internet sales and stuff. All this shit's like going on and it's like real quiet. And like we're trying to sneak it by when nobody's looking. Like when everybody's looking at this little Russian kid who, you know, filled up a pressure cooker.
Did you guys
with nails.
Get his Twitter? Did you see his Twitter?
I did, yes.
Was that totally not the Twitter of someone who would blow up?
Not at all. I went
like,
through it. I was
like,
that,
like, this was a total. This guy, like, he's quoting Eminem,
Breaking Bad, and right. Jay-Z.
He smokes blunts. Like, this is not the type of Twitter that you would expect from someone who's going to blow up.
I mean, like, I was
random strangers.
I mean, like, you're going through it, and you're like, oh, there's got to be something creepy in here.
Dude,
I went through the whole thing.
Right, exactly. I went through like months. I'm like, no, it's all just like, yeah, I'm gonna go get.
I agree
with my buddies.
Agree with most of the stuff this guy says.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and
hey, we watch a lot of the same TV shows.
That it was a good episode. You're right.
It's like what.
There was a bunch of shit in a different language, and maybe that was all like, even though I hate all these shows, fuck America. Or,
you think?
I don't know. I don't read Russian.
I'm pretty sure it's just they're talking about some Russian pop group or something like fucking Tattoo or something stupid like that.
Which one was Tattoo? Was that the two Dyke Brothers?
Yeah, the two lesbians that weren't really lesbians.
They did kind of the electro...
Yeah, the Euro pop crap.
Normally when someone does something like this, everyone is like, well, yeah, they were kind of fucking weirdos, you know, like with like Columbine.
They didn't hang out with the pack. Well, I mean, they got all kinds
and
of their
Timothy
friends and
McVeigh
shit on the...
And like fucking all these people are like, yeah, the guy who shot up the fucking movie theater, the guy who did the fucking...
Yeah, he seemed like a creepo.
Everyone was like, yeah, he was fucking creepy. Everyone
but I mean, like all this guy's friends are going on TV and we're like, there's no way this guy did this.
Right, and his parents
he seems
like
such
nah,
a cool
dude,
guy.
Shit, you know, da-da-da. And they're all
well, that's...
his brother, the conveniently dead guy. Have you ever known the government to throw out pictures and go, hey, everybody, get these motherfuckers, basically. Like, that's not shit they do normally. You know?
Well, apparently they were throwing pipe bombs at the cops.
Yeah, but you know, I might throw some pipe bombs at the cops once
if
they put
9,000 of them are chasing
and my face is on fucking Twitter everywhere saying, get this motherfucker. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was just getting high with my buddies, you know, and now everyone's chasing me. Yeah, I'm going to throw some bombs at the police.
From what they were apparently... The thing that I don't fucking get is fucking... Why were they still in town? I mean, you'd think you'd do some
really...
shit like that in a big populated area. There's cameras everywhere. There's a chance that somebody saw you. There's a chance that somebody knows you. They're certainly going to be fucking looking for you. Wouldn't you fucking get in a car and, like, go somewhere? Maybe lay low for a while? You just don't go back to class and just tweet out, you know, all this sucks, you know? Be like, it seems weird. It seems stupid.
Yeah,
are you saying
even wear a disguise? Wouldn't you wear like a hoodie or something, bro?
Like one of the things, like somebody tweeted something about, oh, this guy was here. He's going to propose to this girl, and she died, and it's such a tragedy. And then like the Twitter was like fake story. Like,
well, I mean, if anybody knows, it's him, right?
Well, but no, like seriously, like if you blow this motherfucker up, are you going on Twitter going, no, that didn't happen. I'm not that big of a dick. I killed all these people, but no one was there to propose to their wife. That's fucking an asshole move. Like
come
seriously,
on.
That was not the
come
Twitter
on.
Of
I
someone
was,
who was blowing up
I
fucking
was hobnobbing.
The Boston Marathon.
I was hobnobbing with folks in the... There's no way that guy...
I was hiding deep undercover because I knew everyone was looking for me, but I had to stop. It was a fucking Ted parody account. He had to counterclaim a TED parody account. The fucking country is looking for this man, and yet he needs to get on Twitter and say, "No, fake teddy bear. That is not true." Like, that's not something you do if you actually blew up the fucking thing. Like, you're on Twitter going, you know, fuck America. That, you know, you're not saying no fake Ted.
You feel very strongly about this. You start.
I mean, everyone's like, "Oh, it's not a conspiracy." I'm just saying, like, that some stuff's crazy. I don't know if the government did it. It's just like, you know, the Twitter was not something that made me go, "Oh, well, yeah, definitely, he blew that shit up." It was like, "Whoa, yeah, what the fuck?"
Well, everybody thought Jeffrey Dahmer was a cool dude until he started eating boys.
I mean, maybe. I'm just saying.
I didn't know you had such radical.
If they all die, who's to question anybody?
I didn't know.
Like,
it's
very convenient the first guy dies.
Radical views on things. We need to get into Paul's conspiracy theories more. We need to get him away from the goddamn cat.
I heard there was there's an internet rumor that his brother, his little brother, drove over the older guy. Like, he got out of his car, the police had him, and his little brother drove over him and killed him.
There's a bunch of, like, The Craft, which is a Blackwater type organization. A bunch of those guys were there, like, ready for things to go down. I don't know. It's crazy. 4chan figured it out, yo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't they wrongfully accuse, like, four other people, though?
you throw some darts at the board. Who knows what happens?
Did you see that the Canadian police thwarted an Al-Qaeda attack? The goddamn Al-Qaedas were trying to blow up a subway in Canada.
Oh, man. How did Canada get on their radar?
The fuck did Canada do?
I didn't know they had subways.
Me neither, but apparently they fucking do. They fucking have, like, subways. And you know, I went to Canada one time, and I was up there for, like, a weekend. All Asians.
Yeah, they got a good amount of Asians there.
A ton of fucking Asians. Everywhere you went, it was surrounded by goddamn Asians. I don't know where the fuck they all came from. But they were all over the place. And then we're walking around on the street, and there's haunted houses all over the place. And the fucking predator monster was hanging around outside one of the fucking haunted houses. And he just started walking around with us. So we're just walking around hanging out with fucking predator. I mean, like, he walked blocks with us.
Was this in October?
No, this was like in the summertime. This was, it was 4th of July weekend. We're just walking around in fucking, like, the Niagara Falls area with the predator monster. He's just roaming around the streets with us. I was like, "Dude, are you on break or something?" Because I'd be like, "You're blocks away from where we picked you up. You're just kind of fucking hanging out." I was starting to think that he wasn't working there. I was starting to think I was actually hanging out with the goddamn predator monster.
Maybe he was tailing you. Maybe he thought you were
talking.
Suspicious.
He was just kind of roaming around with us.
You know, so I've got some friends, Danielle and Deanne and whatnot.
I feel like you guys are just like, you should be a little bit more impressed with my predator monster story.
And to this day,
well, it didn't happen to us.
They refer to you as the predator guy.
Why?
Because the first time you met them, you wouldn't shut up about your fucking predator story. It was the fucking predator. I met the predator. Yes, and you're to this. This is like 10 years ago.
I've told that story to you before.
Yeah.
Do I tell that story a lot?
I've heard it had a
profound impact on my life.
I've heard it once.
Because you're still known as the fucking predator.
Kind of goddamn hang out. You don't just hang out with the predator monster all the goddamn time.
Maybe they're filming something.
Well, I haven't seen it.
You didn't see any of the predator movies that came up?
Maybe they had to blur my face.
I don't think the dude was, like, filming. He might have just been out for, like, coffee or something.
Why would he hang out with us, though?
Because he likes you.
I guess because we were the only white people surrounded by Asians. At least he could kind of, you know.
Yeah, maybe you made him feel comfortable.
What was going on? Between the predator and the cat in the hat, you seem to have problems with people. Yeah.
My brother's going to an anime convention.
Why?
Which one?
One in Chicago.
Oh.
It's like a big one, I guess.
We should go to a convention.
Yeah. What kind of convention?
I don't know.
Like the boat show?
We just had an anime convention come through here.
Why didn't we go?
I think we should go to something other than an anime convention.
I would need somebody like in my ear to, you know, like feed me stuff about anime, though.
We can go to a boating convention.
We can go to the gun show.
Let's go to the boat show.
Do you just go there and they have a bunch of boats and like you look at them?
Oh, and broads and bikinis.
Yeah, and broads and bikinis.
Oh, well, I'm down with that.
And a lot of fucking Hoosiers.
Yeah.
We can just like laugh at this.
So the Hoosiers probably don't go there to buy boats. They just go to look at the boats and be impressed by their...
Hoosiers don't necessarily not have money. You know, they can buy boats.
What would you say is the point of having a boat show in St. Louis?
There's plenty of lakes to go to.
I just want to point out that the word Hoosier, over here it means redneck, but apparently...
when you go to the Lake of the Ozarks, mm-hmm. and there's got those big old giant Miami Vice boats.
Oh, like, those speed boats?
What a goddamn waste of time. You got that big ass boat in this little ass lake, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but they enjoy it. I mean, why are you pissed off that they spent their money on their bullshit?
So you don't like the Miami Vice boats?
No, I mean, they're impressive, but it just seems like such a waste here.
Why?
They should be by coasts and nowhere else.
That lake's over 100 miles.
Yeah, but that's dumb. Just makes big wakes. I just want to relax.
It makes big wakes in the ocean, too.
Which is where it should be. That's where you should have wakes.
I didn't know you had such strong feelings on boats.
I just think it's dumb.
Yeah, fuck boats.
Fuck boats.
And fuck anybody who's got a boat.
Yeah.
What about those pontoon boats?
Pay us for this podcast.
So Napier, a 8th grade student, was suspended for wearing his NRA t-shirt to school.
I saw that.
Yeah, you can't have you can't bring any gun paraphernalia to school, no matter what it is.
No, apparently it did not violate the dress code of the school.
It was disruptive.
Gun with a t-shirt with a gun on it.
And then it said, protect your rights.
No, it said the NRA, protecting your rights.
And he was told to take it off, and he took a moral stand.
He's suing them now because he got suspended.
Yeah, so he might get a payday out of this.
So we got another child suing 2 weeks in a row?
Goddamn 8th grader.
What was it last year, a 12-year-old?
11-year-old, yeah. 11. He was suing the Jehovah's Witnesses.
So we got an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old suing somebody. Yeah.
This 13-year-old jack-off. I'll tell you what. You fucking go into school, and your teacher tells you to turn your shirt inside out because it's distracting. Just fucking turn the shirt inside out. Quit being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but
fuck you and your rights. Turn the goddamn shirt inside out and shut up.
But fuck that teacher.
Doesn't he not for real have rights till he's 18?
And when I was a kid, I used to wear my Big Johnson shirt to class. You know, you remember the Big Johnson shirt?
Oh, God, yeah.
It said, like, you know, on the ice is twice as nice. Big Johnson hockey. You know, because he had a big giant dick and he fucked broads on the ice. That's the joke. And people would tell me to turn that inside out. And you know what I did? I just fucking turned it inside out. Because you're at school. Fuck you and your rights. Shut up and turn it around.
I wore Budweiser and Corona and Jack Daniel's shirts to school all the time. Nobody
you're kidding.
Nobody ever said dick to
did
me.
Did you really?
Never.
I don't think that would have flown at our school.
Nobody said anything to me, ever.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What else you got?
I've been playing a lot of World of Tanks.
What's with you in this World of Tanks?
World of Tanks is fucking amazing, goddammit. You get your tank, you go out there, you shoot other people in their tanks. It's this fucking amazing little free world. It's all free. You just get in your goddamn tank, you go toot toot, you run into other shit, you blow shit up, and it's a fun fucking time. I yell toot toot when I ram into somebody.
What's with you and Mr. Producer? You called in to Mr. Producer again?
Yeah.
Is that
wanted,
like your thing now?
You told me to call in to ask the band a funny like question, but I missed them.
Yeah.
And then my question was meaningless. So then me and Matt Reefer bullshit about WoW for 30 minutes and then I hung up.
How long were you on? Because I fell asleep.
Yeah, apparently Mr. Producer did too, because he left his own show.
Oh.
What else you got there, Michael?
I got nothing.
Oh, you gotta have something.
I really
This is your show, basically.
Yeah. I browsed stuff all day, and I just couldn't find anything worth talking about. I got in some Twitter debacle with other podcasts that have beef with one another. And
oh, how is your beef, by the way?
Don't we have new beef with somebody?
No, I don't have any beef, but these other podcasts were mad at each other, and I acknowledge that I listened to one of their shows and that it was interesting, and then the other one unfollowed me on Twitter. So then I made a big douchey deal about that because I thought it was funny that all... I didn't pick a side or anything. I had simply acknowledged that I listened to it and I thought it was interesting. And this other podcast flips out, oh, I'm going to unfollow him on Twitter. Oh, no. So then, you know, I had fun with that. And so then he messaged me privately and asked me what my problem was because that must have been an accident.
Oh. Oh, you did not mean...
The timing was perfect, but it must have been an accident. I was like, okay, dude, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. It must have been an accident. You know, I don't really care either way, you know, if it was an accident or not.
How's your regular beef, dude? How's he coming along?
All quiet on that. And good, because there is no beef. There's no beef. But yeah, this guy, you know, he followed me back. Thank God, after me and him had talked, and I let him know that I don't have beef. That I was simply acknowledging that I had listened to the show. So
is this a vegetarian podcast?
I am clear of all beef. There's no beef with me. I'm beef free.
So are we a vegetarian podcast?
We are.
We ain't got no beef.
We start no problems with anybody.
I like pork.
We just do our show quietly.
I enjoy a fish taco now.
I like beef if we're talking about actual beef.
I like
but I have no beef.
I like
the dicks are positive. To take a
hot braised chicken, that's pretty good.
Do you like your beef with
the
broccoli?
Chinese restaurant the other day, and despite the fact that the person had absolutely no accent who answered,
you still gave him.
I still was one order hot braised chicken. So she's like, so you'd like an order of hot braised chicken? Yes. To order.
You do.
Asuka.
You do the voice?
Well, I don't do the voice. I just do the, like, abbreviated
That's
English.
Terrible.
I do, like, what I do is, like, you know, I say two order. Instead of two orders of hot, I say two orders hot braised chicken. And so then the person corrected me the first time, but then I just went on with my order. To order pot sticker. To order special fried rice. My wife laughed at me, and I was like, what? What? She's like, well, you said it the way you normally say it, even though it wasn't an Asian person on the phone.
Did they hire, like, a white person to take orders?
Hey, I don't know what color they were, buddy.
Didn't you go pick it up?
No, fuck that. I had it delivered.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get stuff delivered. I just go get it.
Dude, I'm lazy, and I love delivery.
I mean, it's like a block away.
Yeah, but I can't get Domino's because you have to cross that goddamn highway. It's fucking impossible. I'd rather have them come out and risk their beater car than me come out there and try to cross that goddamn highway.
I don't know. I don't like people coming to my house.
Have I told you the full order hot braised chicken?
That's a funny story.
What?
Full order hot braised chicken?
No.
Okay, so...
What?
My mom and my stepdad and my brother are ordering Chinese food. And what they need is a full order of hot braised chicken. And they also need, you know, various other accoutrements. And that's 2 weeks in a row.
You got that word in there?
Yeah. So, so anyway, my brother does the ordering. And he says, you know, full order of hot braised chicken. And the person on the phone is like, full order? Full order? And he's like, yeah, full order. And so they go back and forth a little bit, and the total ends up being like $50. And so he's like, whatever, he doesn't notice. He goes and he gets an absurd amount of Chinese food back. And like he had gotten four orders of hot braised chicken. He's like, four order. Yeah, four order. And like, I don't know, it was ridiculous. He spent like
That's why you gotta say one for order.
Hot braised chicken.
The last time I went and got Chinese food, they charged my card like four or five times. They ended up giving me a bunch of cash because they couldn't figure out how to reverse it.
Oh, awesome.
The whole place just stopped. They all fucking came up and they're all like punching away at this fucking credit card machine like a bunch of monkeys. And fucking, they keep printing out receipts. They're like, no, you charge them again. No. And I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. They charged me like three times and then they gave me back all the money in cash, and then I went home, and then they charged me a fourth time after I left, I guess trying to figure out what they had done, and charged me a fourth time. So then they called my phone like four or five fucking times, like just back to back, I guess try to, you know, come back up here so we can give you more cash, and I just ignored them. I guess I don't want to talk to people. And so
you just let them keep your
no,
cash?
No, they figured out how to reverse it, so it all worked out.
Excellent.
But yeah, I probably would have let them keep it. You know, it was only like $12. I mean, if I can avoid having a conversation
with
them.
Just get like two more orders of pot stickers.
It's worth it. Yeah.
All this Chinese food talk makes me want to go get some Chinese food.
Yeah.
Maybe we should wrap up the show.
Well, Napier can't come because he's on a diet.
That's fine.
So yeah. How long is this going to last?
At least 1 month, and then I can have like little breaks now and then.
Little breaks to gain it all back?
So
no, like,
on a diet
again.
So like, when you eat yourself a cheeseburger, you got to eat it in like one of those lettuce wrap kind of deals?
Yeah, pretty much. Or bullshit. Or just on a plate and just cut it up.
Who does that?
Me.
Do you lift weights and stuff?
No, I'm going to wait till I lose about 30 pounds.
Will you go running?
I've never been a runner, so I doubt that.
Elliptical, maybe?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to watch my tits flop.
I don't really know if I've ever seen you run. I've played sports with you before.
I ran all the time in that goalie gear. We skated.
That's not running.
Yeah, the hell, it wasn't running.
Skating is not running.
Can you run? Do you run?
Yes, I can run pretty well.
After the show, before you leave, I want to see you run.
I'm not your whore. I'm going to do tricks
just
for you.
Do it. Prove to me that you can run. I don't think you can. Prove
I bet he runs faster than you.
That won't be too hard.
For short distances.
Mm-hmm.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I'm talking like 40-yard dash.
I'm probably the fastest person at this table.
I doubt that.
Like, by a lot.
I don't think that's true.
Probably.
I don't think that's true.
And then I'd say second is probably Paul.
Then you're giving me the edge over drunk.
Third is probably Napier.
Last time me and Paul raced, we were
Napier,
literally...
Napier, you can't eat or drunk. You can't even, like, sit at a table without, like, gagging. So I imagine you can't run.
Last time me and Paul raced, we were literally...
A race war! We're going to do this. We're going to start a race war on the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
The problem is there's no one to hold the camera because we will all be racing.
Mm-hmm. I bet I look like a waterbed that somehow sprang to life.
I'm sure we
started flipping out and running.
To do it.
You get little Mr. Dan to get through the camera.
Mr. Dan?
Mr. Dan, the cat. Little kitty.
You
want to hold the camera for
you
it. It'll
name
be,
the
it'll
cat
be so cute.
Dan Furnicase.
We'll name him Mr.
Dan.
That'd be
a nice name for a cat.
How about the Furnicat? We'll name him the Furnicat.
The Furnicat?
That'd be good. We'll name him the Furnicat. It'd be a little cute guy.
Oh, there, little Furnicat.
You know, just say, hey, kitty, you want to take a picture, kitty? We'll just play with you all day.
Me and the Furnicat. Cuddling on the couch.
Next time you go to the grocery store, are you going to put your little cat in a papoose and take him around with you?
Put him in a little
Dan.
Satchel.
Mr. Danny Danny
Furnicat. Little papoose. Just got your little kitty in there.
A little kitty friend.
Go back to the seafood section and say, oh, you want a little taste?
Oh, do you do free samples?
Do you do free samples from a little kitty, Mr. Dan Furnicat? Oh, Mr. Dan Furnicat wants a little shrimp.
Just a little kitty. Just a little fancy cat.
Yeah. The little silly goose.
What a pile of shit this show is. We should be fucking ashamed of ourselves.
Fuck you. The karaoke was awesome.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Well, see you in hell, faggots. Maybe. Maybe you get to hang out for a little bit. Touch dicks.
I didn't put the outro thing on here.
Are you being silly, Mike?
Did you forget? What? You lost the outro?
I did. Where'd it go?
How do you lose the outro?
I have no idea.
That's really important. Is it? We can't end the show without the outro.
I know. It'll just keep going.
We can't interrupt the next dudes that come in line.
Yeah, they gotta be. I mean, like, just you know, talk about something for a minute, guys. I don't know how to end the show. Oh my God, what happened?
Snoogie boogies.
If you lube up your penis nice and good, can you dock with another man and have it be sensual? Like, really sensual? See you in hell, faggots.
I know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
I don't know.
You can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Are we taking our shirts off?
Yeah, we're taking our shirts off.
Oh, you can't really do it with a shirt off.
Good.
Why can't I do this?
You're not good.
It just sounds... God, this sucks.
You just know how to hide.
I think there's hair in the way.
Is it hair?
Yeah, there's hair in the way. The hair is not...
Me.
I don't like that me and you are sitting here with our shirts off. Put your shirt back on.
No.
Me?
No.
No.
I always tell
I'm free now. You can't chain me back up.
Even when I lie.
How dare you? How dare you give me this freedom? And then take it away. Never. Never again.
Say goodnight to the back.
You're not going back.
I'm not going back. I won't go back.
The last
you
time
can't make you
were a bad guy like this again.
Free.
We're going to live free.
Put your shirt back on, man. This is gross.